Yes, speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just got a recorded message saying that there's some purchase or something. And if I wanted to talk to someone, press 9. I'm pressing 9, talking to you.
Okay, so there is a purchase has been made. Yes, there is a purchase for a Google Play gift card from your eBay account for $299. Did you authorize it?
I don't have a, no. When did this take place?
Yeah, yesterday evening.
So no.
Right now, I'm just locating the IP, and the IP address is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, sir.
This is correct, yes.
So definitely it's a fraudulent charge, so I do believe you want to cancel this charge and block those overseas persons from your IP address?
Yes.
For that, I can see from my server that there is an online procedure. So could you please tell me, are you using an iPhone or are you using an Android phone, sir?
It doesn't matter what phone I'm using. I didn't authorize the purchase. I just want to cancel.
Yes, sir. For the cancellation, there is an online procedure. So could you?
Okay, so I have an iPhone. I don't see what difference it makes.
Put your speaker on that phone so that I can help you out.
You're on hands-free now, so.
Okay. So there is an application in your iPhone which is App Store. Could you please open it up?
Is this a scam or what is it? Where are you based?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Yes, sir.
So what do you want me to do?
Open up the App Store. First of all, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge, sir.
So I'm opening up the App Store, that's what you're saying?
Yes, open up the App Store.
Yes, I've done that.
Now at the right hand side down corner, do you see any option which says search? A magnifying
glass
search. Click on the search. Now type at the search part at the very top. Type over there. eBay.
eBay. Yes.
eBay. Then give a space and type A as an Apple A. N as a November.
Yes.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
D as in David D.
Yep.
E as in Edward E.
Mm-hmm.
S as in sugar S.
Yep.
K as in killer K. Now search
for
it. Yes, K. K as in kilo. Now search for it and what is coming up, do let me know.
eBay any desk. It says any desk remote.
Yes, click on that one. Now, do you see the get option over there, the get?
Yes.
Click on that get option.
And it says double click to install.
Yes, double click the power button and it will take your face ID. Double click the power button and it will take your face ID. Now, you will see an option called open. When you see open, do let me know.
It's slow loading, but
not a problem. Take a lot of time. Now, do you see open?
No, it's only about halfway through loading.
Okay. And could you please tell me, are you using a Wi-Fi or are you using an internet connection?
It's open now. I can open it now.
Okay, open it up.
Okay, open. Any desk would like to send. Yeah?
What options coming up, let me know.
It says any desk would like to find and connect the devices to your local network. If that will be able to discover and connect devices to the network.
Okay, click on OK.
So that allow or allow?
Allow. Click on allow.
Okay.
Now what comes up?
Right here. It says your address and it's got a number.
Yes. Read me back the number first of all.
543-093-461. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
I can now. She's gone again. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. You keep pissing off and disappearing, so I can hear you now. What are you doing?
No, the line got automatically blank. Something went wrong right now. Your phone has some problem. That's the reason.
Not my phone. It's a brand new phone. It doesn't have a problem.
Okay.
It's your phone.
Okay. Do you see your address where you can see the numbers?
Yes, I can.
Yes, read me back the number.
And what are you going to do with the number?
Right now, that's your the server-generated number. That's the cancellation ID. We will put the number on the server, and then you will get a security from the eBay secured server right now. After providing number,
so is this, or is this a scam when you get the number, and then you charge me for all sorts of things?
No, no, no. This is the server-generated number, so that's not your personal number. That's the eBay security server has...
Okay. And where are you calling? Are you calling from... Where are you calling from? What's the company you work for?
eBay.
Okay. So I'll give you the number. If I get any charges, it'll be coming back to you. 543.
Okay.
093.
Okay.
461.
Okay. Now you need to look on that page. Right now you will receive a security warning from the eBay security server. Okay. Right now, you will receive a security warning, something like that, from the eBay security server. On the security On the security warning, at the bottom, look on the bottom. There will be an option that says, I am aware of this risk. I trust this call and give a click on accept. Look on the bottom.
Another person would like to access your device. If you accept the person, you see everything you can see on... Now listen to me, I'm reading the fucking thing, alright?
Okay,
just listen to me.
Okay.
It says, if I accept this, the person can see everything you can see on your device, sensitive banking information, private message, etc. I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, this is the security warning from the...
No, I'm not happy.
Listen to me first. Let me explain you first of all, then if you want to hang up the call, you can do that. But listen to me first. There is a way to talk with someone.
Okay, I am not happy with you getting all my banking details. Are you happy? You understand that?
First of all, let me explain you what...
You just stop and listen to me for a minute.
Sorry?
It says to me, if I click on accept, you can see any information that my phone can see.
No.
I'm not happy with that. That's what it says.
Okay. If you want... You can talk with my manager. He can explain you in a better manner. If you're not listening to me, you can talk with my manager, okay?
That thing is gone now off my screen anyway.
Sorry?
That risk warning thing is now not on my screen anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, the manager will help you. I'll just talk. Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Peter Wilson. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters of Sydney. How are you doing today, sir?
Not good by the sounds of it.
I'm sorry for that. Come up again.
Okay. I just had a guy talking to me a minute ago. Someone's trying to spend $300 on my car from eBay in California or something, correct?
Yes. We received that other request. And that's why... We put the transaction on hold because it needs a verification, okay? As you're saying,
I don't even have an eBay account. I don't know how it can be happening.
Yes, we are aware of each and everything.
The thing is that this is a case of an identity theft. Some hackers from online is trying to get into your internet line and making some fraud charges. Okay, we're gonna show you each and everything right in front of your eyes, but before that, we need to connect you with the secure server of eBay, okay? So I do believe my previous colleague just confirmed you a cancellation ID from our server.
Yes, but listen to me for a minute, just stop right there, yes.
Okay.
You did say that, but if I click on the thing and accept, it says I'm aware of the risk, and I click on it, you have access to all my information, banking and everything, which I'm not happy about.
No, you just got...
that's what it says,
No. Let me explain you the things here, okay?
I'm explaining to you, because I understand English, and I read what it says. If I click on accept... You have access to all sorts of information, my banking, everything. This is what it says in the thing.
Okay, if you
all I'm going to do is say, okay, listen, if you can't sort it out without my bank details and stuff, I'm not happy to give you that information.
We don't need any
listen.
You listen to me, please.
Get the thing back up on my phone where it says, okay, just listen to me. I'm on any desk. It says, enter in made access, it has a number. Now get the screen back where I can see the thing that I'm going to read it back to you.
All right. Now let me tell you the thing. If you don't want to continue with the AnyDesk, I'm going to give you the security access. Okay. Now the thing is that the AnyDesk is a security...
I just want it cancelled.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to do. Now listen to me, sir. The security warning has given to you on your screen for your own safety. Okay.
It is not there. Gone away. It's not there.
Yes, I will give you the securities. Okay, let me tell you. The security warning is a security advertisement for you. Okay, so that...
Okay, listen to me. Stop there.
Yes.
Get the security warning back on my screen for me and I'll read it for you.
Yes, sure, sir. Please read it for me.
Okay, put it up.
It will come up, just wait, it's coming up. I'm sending you the security from my end. Do you see the security now? Is it coming now?
It says, now listen to me.
Yes.
Another person would like to access... Listen! I would like you to listen to me while I read it to you.
Yes.
Listen to me, look out the top of me.
Yes.
Don't talk out of the top of me. Listen to me while I read it to you.
Yes.
Another person would like to access your device. If you accept, this person can see everything that you can see on your device. Example, sensitive banking information, private text messages, etc. Not every supporter has good intentions. If you have any doubt, please deny this request. I'm denying the request, but I don't want you to have my bank details.
Now, let me tell you the thing, sir. It's just a security warning for your own safety, okay? We are giving you this security so that you can verify our identity. After accepting...
I'm giving you...
Now listen to me first. You have told your thing. Now let me speak. Okay?
Listen, if I click on accept, you have all my details, correct?
No, we don't want your details. We are connecting...
Why does it say that in the security warning then?
Are you letting me to speak? You are not letting me to speak. Let me speak, sir. We have given you this security for your own safety. Okay, first of all, let me tell you that. This security has been given to you because this call has been recorded for training and quality purpose. In this recorded line, we are not allowed to ask you or share any of your details over the phone call. Now, let me tell you...
Then why does it come up... I will deal with my bank, and when the charge goes through to my bank, I will deny it.
That's not going to resolve the problem, sir. If you tell your
bank
to cancel this now, let me speak. You are not letting me to speak, okay? Now listen to me. If you tell your bank to cancel all the charges, yes, they're going to cancel the charges, but... The people who are having your information with them, they will use this kind of fraudulent charges again on from any other platform. All right. Now, let me tell you, your bank only, when you tell your bank that you are facing this kind of problems, they're going to block your account for is this. After that.
Yep, I'll just close. I'll close my account and open a new one.
That's not going to resolve the problem because your identity details is already with the people who are misusing your details. It is do a thing, close down the AnyDesk app first of all, okay? Close down the AnyDesk app and open up your Google first of all. Let me show you the things. You're not going to trust me until I show you the things. You just open up the Google from your end.
No, I don't trust you, so I don't know who I'm talking to and where you are and what you plan on doing with this information.
If you don't allow me to prove myself, I'm not able to show you the things, okay? You have to have some faith on me. I'm not here to waste time of my time. I also have some work to do, okay? So have some faith on me, and please listen to my words I'm telling. Open up the Google from your end.
You'll have to wait for a minute, so I'm driving. The man has to pull over.
All right, not an issue. I'm on the line. You just park your car in a side. I will take your time. Take your time.
You're going into a side street. Give me 1 minute and I'll fly over.
All right, take your time.
Right, yeah, I've pulled over.
Okay. Have you parked your car, sir?
I have parked my car.
All right. Now, I want your full cooperation with me. Please don't yell at me, right? I'm not an executive. I'm a senior supervisor. So please talk to me wisely. I'm trying to help you out, okay? So listen to me first of all. Now, first of all, open up the Google from your end. Open up a fresh page of Google.
Yes, I'm just about to do that. Okay, I've done that.
All right. Now type on the search bar, mine, M for mother, Y for yellow, mine.
My, M-Y, yes.
Deliver space.
Right.
Then type number one, numerical one.
Yes.
The letter T, T as in Paris, letter T.
Yes.
Now, do you see any options coming up? It is my 1P address location. Do you see that?
It does, yes.
Tap on that option.
Okay.
Now, after clicking on search, the first result you will get, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that?
Yes.
Tap on that
option. Do I click on... Click on
yes,
that.
Click on that.
Okay. And now it comes up with an IP address.
Yes. It says, what is my IP address? And there is an initiate has been given to you, your IP address. Okay. Now, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address, sir? What is it?
Well, I know yes, it's sort of where things originate from, etc.
Okay.
Saying my IP is...
IP address means Internet Protocol Address. The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? Which is for your personal use. Apart from you, no one else in this world is allowed to use your IP address. Every different device has their own personal IP address with the internet line. Now the thing is that if someone tries to get into your internet line, they will be able to access your information. All right. Now, let me tell you, we are not connected to you. Our server is not connected to you at the moment, right? Is that correct? Yes. Now, without we are connected to you, yes, look at the top of your screen. There will be a black bar. This is a black bar. It says your IP and your status. Do you see that at the top of your screen?
No, it doesn't tell me my status.
Look at the very top of your screen. Scroll to the very top. You will get to see a small black bar. It says your IP and your status.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have that on my phone.
Look at the top. Do you see any blue option over there? There will be a cross sign. You just cross that sign. And then you
Here we go. Hang on. There's a thing over it which I closed up. It says your IP address, your status unprotected.
You already can see your status is unprotected after IP
address. Yes.
Now look on the middle of your screen. Now look on the middle of your screen. Do you see any red alert has been given to you? It says your online activities can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else playing on your connection.
Yes.
Am I correct? That's the notification you have got, right?
Yes. Yes.
So it's very clear, sir, that anyone else from overseas is trying to compromise your internet line. From your internet line, they're getting all of your information. And that's the reason you're receiving these fraudulent charges on your account without any kind of notification. You're not getting any notification because of this reason. Because they're using your IP. Okay? Am I clear now? Is my point valid for you?
Well, possibly yes. But I haven't been charged into any of my accounts yet. Yes?
Yes, because you put the transaction on hold for your own security. When we got the
business
from overseas, we already put the transaction on hold, sir. Am I clear now?
You're clear.
All right. Now, please cooperate with us with the security procedure. And let me tell you, AnyDesk is not going to take any kind of information of your banking apart anything else. Okay. We are just going to connect you with the secure server of eBay. After the first security warning, you will get another accept from our eBay secure server. You will get to see it on your own. All right, sir. Please open up the AnyDesk app now. Please open it up. Take your time and open it up. Don't need to hurry, okay?
Yes, I'm just trying to find where it loaded.
All right.
Because
your regular app.
And there we go. Got it right.
Yes, open
it.
I'm gonna give you the security just like before. Don't worry, it's a very secure thing for you. Okay. Yes. We know what we are doing for you. All right, sir.
Okay.
Just wait. You will get the security coming up on your screen just like before. Check in the blank box. I'm aware of the risk. Don't show this again.
Right.
And click on accept. There will be a timer on the accept for 30 seconds. Once it's done, you will be able to click on accept. All right.
Just counting down.
Yes. Take your time. And can you just confirm me, in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your details with anyone, sir?
No.
Or have you used any public Wi-Fi, like in any shopping mall?
No.
Or any library or...
I don't use public Wi-Fi, no. For that reason.
Sir, because never use any public Wi-Fi, because it is the major reasons someone will be able to get your internet line access. Okay. Now, do you see the accept option? Click on accept, the first accept of the security.
Right, yes.
Now, it will get from our eBay secure server.
Yes.
Yes, click on accept.
Right, and then it comes
now
up with...
Get three options, screen broadcast, AnyDesk, start broadcast. Only give a click on start broadcast and then don't touch anywhere.
Okay, I've clicked on start broadcast.
Then don't touch anywhere. Our server will verify your cancellation ID. So please wait for a while. Once you see a black box with a timer counting on it, please let me know, okay?
Timer's there now. It's counting up. It's 12, 13, 14.
That's perfect. Now simply swipe out the page and come back to your home screen, where you can see all your regular apps and icons.
Right.
All right.
I'm back to the internet,
That's perfect. Now, just do a thing. Open up the settings from your end. Open up your phone settings.
Right.
Yes. Now, on your settings, you will be able to see your name at the first place. Do you see that?
Yes. Yes.
Click on your name.
Yes.
Yes. After clicking on your name, you will get to see an option. It says name, phone number, email, something like that.
Name, phone number, email, yes.
Give a click on that option, sir.
Okay, yes.
Okay, now just after that, you will get to see some sort of your personal information. Do you see all your details, sir?
Yes.
Just check it.
Name, my...
Yes, just check yes, all the details. Is it correct or not? If anything
that is correct.
Changed, please let me know.
Nothing's been changed.
Okay, just go back to the previous page.
Right.
Now you will get to see an option, payment and delivery. Do you click on that option?
Yep. Yes.
Yes, and just after that, do you see anything, your payment options are coming up, anything like that? If you see, please let me know. Do you see any of your payment options coming up? Okay, it will take a while.
It says loading, payment, shipping?
Yes, just wait for a while.
Okay, yes.
Okay, do you see your payment options over there?
Payment methods, yes.
Yes. Please check. Is there any changes over there? Is there any changes over there?
All it is my card details, but the address hasn't changed. Nothing else looks like it's changed.
Okay. Please check the billing address over there. There will be an option billing address. Please check your billing address as well.
Yes, which is correct.
It's correct, sir?
Which is my address, yes.
All right. That's very good. Now, don't do anything over there. Let it be there because your internet line runs under your IP address. So is your information should be in your phone, okay? So that the hackers can't get to know that we are helping you out at the moment. Because we are about to trace those hackers who are trying to do this kind of fraudulent charges. Okay, now simply go back to the settings page where you can see all the options. Go back to the settings page, and over there you will be able to see an option, display and brightness.
Yes.
Click on display and brightness. Over there you will get to see an option, auto lock.
Automatic, yes, it's got light and dark, yes.
No, there will be an option auto lock. Scroll down the page, you will get to see an option auto lock.
Auto lock, 30 seconds.
Make it never.
Never? Alright.
Done that, sir?
I've done that, yes.
Alright. Now just give me a moment, let me get the details of the payment process just tried to done. From the server, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay. Alright. Now, according to our server report, we can see that the charge has been tried to be done from your SingJust account with a debit card which is ending with 3731. Did you check the statements on online of your SingJust, sir?
I did check them, yes.
Okay, when was the last time you checked your statements? Please let me know.
Last night.
Last night. Please check it right now. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is of $1, please let me know so that we can make a report on it, okay? If you don't see any transaction also, please let me know. Check the statements of last 3 days, all right?
I'm just doing that now.
Yes, and check all your accounts thoroughly. Don't make any mistake or don't forget to do anything. Please check the last few days' statements thoroughly, okay?
Yes, it's just logging in, so.
Have you checked your statements, sir?
Okay, the account, that's 3731, the last. Account, the last billing on it was my Apple storage fee was $4.49, which is just a regular thing, and there's nothing else that appeared out of ordinary on that one.
Okay, all right. And apart from this, George, do you do banking with any other bank, sir?
No, I don't.
You don't. And do you use any sort of a credit card?
That is a credit card. That is a St. George Visa card.
All right, sir. All right. Now simply log out from your bank. Don't need to stay logged in for so long on your banking. Please log out from your bank. And let me talk to the security officer of our anti-fraud department so that we can let you know what are the security steps we will take for your security. All right?
You need to log in for a moment.
Yes, don't do anything on your phone. You just stay on the home page and let me talk to the security officer once, okay? So that we can
On the bank homepage or a different homepage? Which homepage do you want me to stay on?
Come to the regular homepage where you can see all your regular apps, sir, okay?
Yep, righto. Done that.
Now, just stay on the line, sir. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. I just had a word with the security officer of the anti-fraud department. They said that as because your IP address is trying to be compromised and from there, your information are getting misused, what we're going to do, we're simply transferring your case to the NCA department, National Crime Agency. They're going to help you out with the cancellation or the fraud activities they're trying to do. Okay. Now make a note of a case ID I'm giving you. We have to verify it to the security officer of the NCA department, okay? You just make a note of the case ID, please.
Okay, I'm just writing it down, okay?
Yes.
Yep. Ready?
Now, the case ID is 525.
Yep.
621.
Yes.
911.
Right.
Okay. So you have to verify this case ID to the NCA department. Okay. We are sending all the reports. We are sending all the fraud activities that will be done. They're trying to be done from our server. So don't worry. The NCA department is gonna help you out to solve each and everything. Okay. So please cooperate with the security officers of the NCA department to make sure that they're gonna handle this case in a better manner. All right, sir.
So when will they call me?
They are not going to call you. We will transfer this line to them, okay? You don't have to do anything, all right? We will simply transfer this line to the NCA department, all right? You have to be on hold for a moment, all right, sir?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your lovely time and patience you have given to us, sir.
That's someone trying to use my card in America. I'm trying to sort it out through the thing. And... Huh? No. But then we're playing for nearly half an hour. So they stopped and then I had to take off and drive again. So we will get your hour in, but just got to wait for this.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for being on hold. This is Ron Davis. I'm from the anti-fraud department. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
And I do believe that you have talked to the previous colleague from the eBay, was polite to
yes.
you and tried to explain you each and everything regarding the call?
Yes.
Yes. So what we have discounted, sir, we have found those suspicious things which has been made under your information, so right. And what the people do, they are just trying to stealing your information and try to do some illegal activities with it. So
yes, I get all that, yes.
Yeah. So that is the reason we have to put that red flag onto those charges which has been purchased from the eBay. And that's why we need to just simply go through with the transactions and put the security onto your St. George Ether. Okay. And in the meantime, can you just tell me, did you give your like your card to purchase something to your friends or family members?
Never do. No, I didn't.
Never?
No, I don't. No.
Okay. Now, what we are going to do, can you just go ahead and log into your account? I want to just simply explain you something.
Which account am I logging into?
Into your St. George. Into your St. George.
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm logged in.
Now, once you logged in, sir, like onto your St. George, now I'm just confirming you the account from where the charges has been made. The account which is ending with 908, from that account, those charges have been made. And apart from that 1299,
I don't have an account.
Yeah?
Just hang on a minute. I don't have an account that ends in 908.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the BSB number. The BSB number, do you have ending with 908? And the account And the account number which is ending with 6621.
Yes.
That is the account. All right. And apart from apart from that,
yes.
Charges, there are two or three suspicious charges is also made. All right. Now, the thing is that as we just simply put that red flag onto the charges, we haven't released it, okay? So that's why once we're going to canceling it, it will be coming up onto your transactions. Understand? Because we have just put it on hold. That's why you are not able to see the transactions, because we don't feel safe, like we just found something suspicious inside it. And that is the reason.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So do you just simply made any transactions in the last couple of days? Or do you see any pending transactions onto your account?
I can see pending transactions, and there's three transactions that I have done.
Okay. And I'm just confirming you one of the pending transactions which we found on 15th of February. It will be like about $18 or 70 pence, right?
On the 5th of Feb?
Yeah, 15th of Feb.
10th of Feb, you said.
It's 15th, 1-5.
Okay, 1-5.
Yeah.
15th of February.
Yeah.
No, I've got nothing. So how much of the amount did you say?
On to the 15th of February, do you see any of the pending transactions for $18.70 like that?
No, I don't.
You can't see, go to the top.
Okay. I've got one pending. That was my local supermarket.
Yeah, because the thing is that we have just found some restrictions. We have just found the suspicious charges. So last three transactions which you made in between 15 to 16, we have just put it on hold, okay? That's why we have not released that transaction. It is on pending, and we have just put the red flag onto those charges because we found something suspicious. And apart from that, there will be some other charges like $299.99 from the eBay, which we have not created onto your statements, and there will be some charges from the PayPal. So I need to just simply block the charges. I need to just simply protect your account, because inside your account, there will be 6 to 7 foreign IP address has been getting connected. So you just simply do one thing. You just simply just tell me one thing. Do you remember what is your daily transfer limit?
Think 5,000.
5,000, yeah. You think 5,000. And today, did you make any transactions to anybody?
Today, no.
You don't?
No, today I've made no transactions.
So you just log out from your account. I want to explain you something. You log out from your account.
I'm on my account.
Log out. That means log out completely. Yeah.
Okay, logged out.
Yeah, I just simply want to explain you something. The thing is that as you just logged into your account on the security server, onto your account, which I have already confirmed to you, there are 6 to 7 foreign IP address has been connected. That means the hackers are inside your account. So that's why last 3 transactions, which we have put it on hold, which is on pending, what we need to do, sir, we need to block that foreign IP addresses from your account. So once we block them completely, we can go ahead and we can just simply allow those charges which you're trying to make from your end, and we can just canceling all the different platform where your details has been misused. And I'm verifying your details, what type of details has been misused, okay? Just give me a moment.
All right.
So that you will get an idea about your details. So I'm just confirming you, the account holder name which has been created with the random fake accounts with the eBay or with the PayPal or with the Zip like that, the first name will be G-E-O-S-F and the last name will be Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, all right?
And that is my name, yes.
Okay. And the address which has been registered over there, it will be 2/16 Wellington Street, Nagwell. The postcode will be 2913 and the city will be Canberra, right?
That is correct. That's my details, yes.
So you have understood the things what is happening. So in order to protect your account, in order to protect the funds, and in order to catch those people completely, we need to make a trap. We are going to create an electronic account from our department. So once we just going to create an electronic account from the NCA fraud department, we are going to add that account onto your St. George. So what will be happen, once we add the account onto your St. George, the hackers who are inside your complete Freedom account, they will be getting active and they will just try to block our electronic account. And that is the same way they will get inside our trap, our electronic account, and we will find their location and we will catch them and put them behind the bars. You understand?
Because I don't understand how you can go into my bank and block my bank account.
How can you
do that? You're not...
Yeah, tell me.
That's what you said. You'll go into the bank, into my account, which you can't do because you're not St. George.
We are from the NCA department, sir. All right, the anti-fraud department. So what you know that while you're just talking to the bank, they will just connect the call to the anti-fraud department. Okay, to just verify the fraudulent activity. So
okay, how much longer is this going to take?
It will not take more than 10 to 15 minutes, not more than that. Okay.
I have a business, and I have someone waiting for me that's been waiting since 3 o'clock.
I understand.
They're standing patiently waiting for me. So
I understand.
Can we thicken it up a little bit or not?
Yes. I'll try to do that. But the thing is that you need to understand it is about the security. If you made any mistake, it will be hampering all the security. Now, the first thing is that you asked me how we can add the electronic account. Suppose you add some pay onto your account. That is the same way we are adding our electronic account onto your account by your help. So once we adding those things, that account, so what will happen? The security layer of the security, like the SIL, St. George SIL, we will going to be active. And at the point of time, those hackers who are inside your account, they will be get inside it, okay? So just give me a moment. So let me just generate the account and I'll be able to help you. In the meantime, you can take a glass of water for you, okay? Just give me 2 to 3 minutes, sir. I'm just going to generating the account for you, electronic account. Do you have any questions? You can ask me.
No.
Yeah?
No questions.
All right, just give me a moment.
Going to wait inside where it's cooler, or do you want to... Going to wait inside where it's cooler, or are you okay, Sam? I'll think about 10 minutes.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
I can, yes.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you're going to receive an email from the NCA department regarding each and everything will be mentioned, all right? Very shortly, you are going to receive that. So first of all, let me check the security. You just simply open up your email. First, you open up the email.
Okay, email's open.
Sorry for that. You need to open the settings. And I'm just confirming your email, sir. Is that your email which you normally use? geoffm1961@live.com?
Yes.
Is that your permanent email?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to be with me. In the meantime, the electronic account is going to be generated, and you are going to receive the email very shortly. Just give me a moment. Now let me just check. I just simply help you. So you just be on the home screen. Give me a few minutes so that you are going to receive the email either. I'm just upgrading the securities onto your network. And apart from you, is there any other person who is also using that account, like the St. George?
No.
So you are the only one?
I'm the only one.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Now I'll let you know once the email will be sent to you. And if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, sir. Yeah. I'm putting on hold for a second. Be with me, sir. I'm just checking the security here.
Okay.
Now, can you just check your email? Like, do you receive any email, sir?
Hang on, I'll check it.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
What?
There's no email
you
come through.
Received? Okay. We have got the notification. Try to check. Try to check your inbox.
I'm checking my inbox. I'm also checking the junk to make sure it didn't go there. Neither box.
Okay. Try to check all of the like junks or bins like that?
Angela Host, shield installation required. Is this the one?
Yes, yes, it's correct. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, try to check. Now, do you receive that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the thing. So you have received the email. So now I have also got the confirmation about the electronic accounts. All right. So in the meantime, you just simply do one thing. You just simply close the email, come out from the email. Come out from the email.
Yep.
And please log in to your St. George so that we can add the account, okay? We can add the account to your, like, St. George. And your daily limit will be 5,000, correct?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. So what we are just going to do, first we are just going to start the sale for the 5,000, that's all. Because we don't want that your limit or anything will be hampered, all right? So just be with me. Have you logged into your account? Please do let me know.
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah. Now look at the bottom. Can you see something called with the dollar sign, something at the dollar sign?
Yes.
Press on the dollar sign.
Right.
Now, can you see something called add pay or anything like pays or plus sign?
Well, pay is it.
Any plus sign? Any plus sign?
Well, it's, yes.
Yeah, click on the plus sign so that we can just add the new pay. So I'm providing you the BSB details. You can write it down in a piece of paper either for the verification. So you just write down the BSB 082.
Yes.
121.
So, well, whose BSB is this?
It is the electronic account BSB has been generated from the NAB account, all right? You can write it down. This is not any individual account. This is the electronic account of the security department, okay? So, for your security, you can just write it down either. Now, did you write down the BSB? 082121?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, click on the account number.
Right.
Yeah. So write down the account number. It's 27.
Yep.
361.
Right.
552.
Right.
So did you write it down?
I've written it down, yes.
Okay. Now, first you fill up it onto the mobile phone.
So, whose account number is this and why do I need to put it in my phone?
This is the dummy account. This is the electronic account. Okay, let me just telling you the things that this is not any particular account. This is the electronic account which we need to add so that we can just simply catch the people. So, that is the thing. Okay, you're not using it for any individual. Let me just make you understand. And if you're going to receive if you're going to lose anything, I'll be just providing you the check either, all right? So don't get confused, all right?
Well, it's confusing. If I put this in there and then someone will get access to it, they clean my account out, then where do I stand?
No, sir. Because once you're just trying to add those accounts, you'll get to see that the details are incorrect. You're going to see that. So click on the BSB.
Yes.
And write down the account number. Wait, there will be some mistake with the account number. It's 27327. Sorry, sir, we have just made a mistake. It's 27327.
Hang on, stop again. Start from the beginning, the number.
I am confirming you the BSB. 082121, the BSB.
I got that, 121. I want this account to space be.
Account number will be 27.
Yes.
327. 5560.
So it's not different to what you told me before.
Yeah.
So 273.
Yeah, 27327 5560.
Right.
Now click on the name. Click on the name. Now the electronic name will be Jodi. J-O-D-I-E. Jodi.
Yes.
Now, give a space. Now, put your last name because this is that electronic account, you can use your name either. So put your last name, so the hackers think that you are doing it for your family members, all right?
It all sounds a bit suspect to me, yes?
The thing is that, let me tell you, sir. Let me just...
Yes, I clicked on done.
Now, what has been came up? Just tell me what has been came up.
Well, come up now saying that secure code authentication for your security...
First it will be verifying your account security. Press on send. You are going to receive a message. Press on send. Now check you got a message onto your mobile phone for the verification. Did you got any message? And you need to put the code.
Yes.
In. Yeah. So that is the security message for the account. Can you see that? So write down the code in a piece of paper and then put it over there. Oh, wait. First you put the code, sir. First you put the code. Do you see any box called enter your secure code?
Yes, I'm doing that now.
All right. Now press on authenticate or press on next, anything like that.
Authenticate, yes.
Yeah. Now, we are just putting the security onto the limit, as you just told me, all right? So can you see the amount? Can you see the amount?
Yes.
Click on the amount box. So because we are just going to active the sales, because your limit is 5,000, so we have just selected the sales, which is the first sales for 5,000. So you need to just put the amount 4900, okay?
And that then goes off to Jody, and Jody takes $5,000 out of my account.
No. You have the email, each and everything. Nothing will be going anywhere. I want to just show you that thing. Nothing will be going anywhere, sir.
Alright, so I've done 4990.
No. Do not make the amount, do not make any mistake. Put it 4900.
You said, okay. Alright.
Yeah. Now click on done.
I'm not going to click on done, so then it goes. I'm not going to click on done, so then it goes off to the account.
It will not going anywhere. It will be not going anywhere. It will be just for distracting those hackers. You can click on description.
Okay.
Put on description. Yeah.
Listen to me. It's going out of my account. It's going to an account of the person who you told me is Jody Marsh. So that looks a bit suspect. You say, oh, no, that was a relation. And then if I go done, that 4,900 disappears. Correct?
No. Let me tell you. First, once
you... I don't click on done then.
That will not be sent, sir. Once you click on continue, what will be sent? It will be just showing you the things. It will be just simply showing you the account details that you are putting.
Okay, I've clicked on done.
Now press on continue.
No, I'm not going to click on continue because that then sends it. I'm not stupid.
It will not going to send anywhere. First, try to understand that.
If I go continue, it will send.
How it will be sent within a minute, sir? Why you are just behaving like that? It is not going to send within a minute to anywhere. You need to understand that there will be a banking limit. There will be a banking limit for 24-hour security to just simply verify the new pay.
I'm not going to hit continue because that completes the payment. I'm not doing it.
No. I'll make sure you have told you.
No. Yes. Listen to me. If I click continue, that completes the transaction. I'm not going to click continue.
Sir, please try to understand that it will not go in.
You don't understand from my point. Do you do phone banking? Do you do phone banking?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so listen to me. Stop.
Yeah.
So if you put it in and you put from one account to another account, you put an amount in, you put done, and you put continue, that'll make a payment, correct?
Okay. Wait. I just simply want to ask you how long you're just doing banking from the St. George. Just tell me how long. Or any of the banking department, how long you are using.
Because you 30 odd years.
38 years. And do you know that on the new pay, never ever the bank release the funds within a minute. You need to understand that. Because if your pay will be after 4 days or 5 days, then it will be just giving them the allow or giving them the permission to get the funds within a minute. But this is not the right account, and this is a
Listen to me. I'm going to terminate this phone call now. It's taken an hour. I've got nowhere. I'm just going to go to my bank.
Okay, wait. If you're going to...
No, wait.
Let me tell you one thing.
You understand me. I'm terminating this phone call, and I'm going to my bank.
But this is not about the funds. We are just simply...
Then fine, then I don't hit continue. It's not about the funds. I don't hit continue. It's simple.
Once you hit the...
Exactly.
So you're not making any payment. You need to
understand that. I know I'm not. That's why I'm clearing it all. I'm not making any payment at all. I'm not going to hit continue.
Because the thing is that you need to work.
Goodbye. We're finishing this phone call here. Goodbye.
So what do you want? You just want that the charges will be going to be released for this type of thing?
No, I'm just going to go to my bank and just say, don't do it.
Can I ask you one thing? You know that we have all of your details. First of all, let me just make you clear. If we have the wrong intentions, we can just simply take out all of the funds without your permission. You need to
understand. Well, you can't, because I'll talk to my bank right now. I'll close the account right now.
That's it. You are just talking to the representative from the anti-fraud department. I have confirmed your account information.
Your email was as dodgy as hell. It doesn't even look legit. It's all in capital letters. Who sends emails in capital?
That doesn't mean I understand.
I'm sorry. Listen to me. I'm turning on this phone call now. Goodbye. Yeah.